Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The third week of testimony begins today in the Boston Marathon bombing trial. Prosecutors are speeding through the case faster than expected. In the past 2 weeks, 50 witnesses have testified and lawyers have presented a wide range of evidence. To talk more about the trial as it resumes today is retired federal judge Nancy Gertner. Good morning, Judge Gertner.
Good morning.
So we saw a lot of evidence last week, and part of what was pretty incredible about this was the footage compiled by the government. Have you ever seen evidence compiled like that in a case like this?
I have never seen it. I mean, this is to some degree the product of modern technology. Mm. We knew how much surveillance cameras that there were around the city, but being able to string them together to tell what seems to be a coherent narrative is certainly new.
And, you know, it seems as if this is the first time, right, that the jury obviously has seen this, but also the public hasn't seen this. Does it appear as if the prosecution is looking almost at how this case will be viewed outside the courtroom?
The public is regularly being treated to releases of the various videotapes. So it's very interesting. What the public is getting then is really, in real time, only one side of the picture.
What effect do you think this is having on the jurors?
It's hard to know. It's going to be a long trial, even though it's picking up. Very, very compelling, very emotional on the one hand. On the other hand, at the end of the day, they have a human being to sentence.
You know, the judge in the case is considering a defense request to see the boat, the Watertown boat, where Jahar was captured and where he wrote a note that prosecutors claim is a confession. Why see the actual boat and not just panels of the boat where this note was written?
I think that they want to show the environment in which it was written, I mean, which was a claustrophobic, enclosed space. They want to suggest these are the ramblings of a man who was in pain and thought he was about to die.
Is it likely, do you think, that the defense would have Jahar Tsarnaev go on the stand in an effort to continue to humanize him before the sentencing phase or during the sentencing phase?
This is completely speculation. I can only say putting the defendant on the stand is extremely rare, no matter what the case is. And the reason is that whatever benefits one has, whatever advantages, you know, you think you've gained in the rest of the trial, when the defendant takes the stand, there's no moment more important than that. If he doesn't break down, if he doesn't fall apart, if he doesn't act in the ways that we expect someone who is bereft to behave, then the consequences are far worse than with any other witness.
So do you think the defense is still thinking about that option even now? Can they still do that? I mean, they don't have to make a decision yet, right?
They don't have to make a decision. They certainly could still be doing that. It would likely come, if it comes at all, in the penalty phase. That would be the only moment that it would come, because there's no traction to doing it in the liability phase, but there certainly could be some in the penalty phase. I do know that, as any lawyer would do, the penalty phase is, will be about his background, mental health, upbringing, and the relationships with his family.
Retired federal judge Nancy Gertner, thanks very much for being with us this
morning. Thank you.